Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hello, love. I don't know about you, but lately I've been thinking quite a bit about the many things that have happened this year that are out of our control. A string of wildfires, airplane crashes, social unrest, a deadly explosion, and of course, the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. I know it may seem in these times that nothing is going right and there is absolutely nothing we can do about it. But I beg to differ. Now, we may not be able to control the situation, but we can control something inside of ourselves and share more of it with the world. I believe it all comes down to sharing more love. Love for God first and foremost, but also love for yourself, your spouse, your children, and other family members, and one we seem to have forgotten about, sadly, love for our neighbors. I am ashamed to admit that this is something I haven't been making a point to do. But I truly believe it can make a huge impact and have an incredible ripple effect in the world if we all just vow to make this a priority. I think we can all admit there is definitely not enough love being shown in the world right now. Let's take a look at some verses from God's Word so that we can see what He has to say about love. Did you know that the word love is mentioned 319 times in the Old Testament and 232 times in the New Testament? Don't you think there is a reason for that? I think God is trying to get our attention regarding the importance of love. As it says in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, "So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love." And again in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 4, "Let all that you do be done in love." This is such a simple command, but it could have a profound impact if we chose to act on this every single day. God's word also says in 1 John 4, verse 8, "Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." This is a tough one to swallow. I know that I love God with all of my heart, but if I don't show love to others in God's eyes, it means I don't know Him. And how about this verse? Colossians 3, verse 14. "And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Wow. Can you imagine the world being in perfect harmony? One where there are no more wars, there is no more violence, one where you don't have to be frightened to go to certain parts of town, one where you could truly be yourself and the person God called you to be without feeling judged, because we all are fully embracing God's command to love our neighbor as ourself. Reading this passage gives me so much hope that we can make this world a better place by simply linking arms and sharing God's love for us towards others. John 13, verses 34 and 35 reinforce this. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. God again is commanding us. This isn't a choice. It's the way we should be living. We are his disciples, and I think we often forget that as we go about our days getting more and more consumed with the things of this world and living our lives to please others instead of our Heavenly Father. Why do we fret so much over that number on the scale, or finding the perfect dress for our high school reunion, or getting just the right angle on that selfie, even if it takes 100 attempts? In the end, what will those things even do for us? What if we used all of that energy towards serving others instead of trying to make ourselves look and feel good? He again commands us in John 15, verses 12 and 13. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Now, I have had to take a hard look in the mirror as I struggle with distractions lately. It is so easy to get off track and focus on the number of downloads, subscribers, likes, shares, reviews. That is my own selfish nature taking over. Is that really why I'm doing this podcast? Of course not. I truly felt called by God to share a message that was on my heart, and I feel as if I'm growing so much closer to Him and to you, love, but I regret to admit that it doesn't take much to let these worldly things take my eye off the ultimate goal, which is to serve. And recently, I realized that some of my other relationships have taken a back seat. A few days ago, I reached out to a good friend of mine, someone who has been a friend since high school. We aren't always able to keep in touch as much as we'd like, but I had shared a little about my podcast with her and explained to her that I was hurt that she hadn't been more supportive. Well, then she shared with me some of her own struggles and what a rough year this has been for her. And I immediately felt that sick feeling in the pit of my stomach because I hadn't been there for her. It made me really reflect on what is important to me. And though I have come to absolutely love spending time with you so much each week, I need to remember not to leave behind other friends that are so important to me as well. I always love this verse from 1 John 4. Maybe you've heard it before. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God,
And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. As a child, I remember singing this song, but obviously I didn't fully comprehend it. I recently did some research on it, though, to have a better understanding, and I used the site BibleRef.com, which I will link for you in the show notes, in case you'd like to dive deeper into this verse or another of your choice. In these verses, John explains how true godly love in a person's life is a sign of being born again. Those who truly love God will act on that love towards other people because love is from God. Those who don't demonstrate love have no fellowship with God at minimum. Love is something God showed us first by sending Christ. Our love for him is ultimately rooted in his original love for us. We are again reminded that true love involves acting, not just feeling. So, how can we begin to project more of God's love into the world? Well, what if we got in the habit of texting a friend every morning or every evening and just asked how we could pray for them? Or how about starting at home and simply giving your spouse or kids a compliment each day? Maybe we could begin volunteering at the local soup kitchen once a week. Or how about sending a thank you note to someone who has had an impact on our life and sharing our gratitude to them for the difference they've made? What about inviting our neighbor out for a cup of coffee to get to know them better, or taking them a pot of soup just because? Here is a paradigm shift we don't often take into account. How often are we quick to anger when, say, someone cuts us off on the highway, causing us to slam on our brakes and almost wreck? I'm sure some choice words come to mind and we immediately think the worst of this person. But what if they are in a rush because their daughter was just attacked by a dog and is bleeding to death, and they are just trying to get her to the hospital in order to save her life? Or how much does your blood boil when your boss calls you out in front of the entire office for not closing that account you've been working on for the past 2 months? Immediately, your reaction is to lash out and defend yourself, angry that your boss just embarrassed you in front of the entire team. But what if earlier that morning, she was served with divorce papers after 20 years of marriage and was totally blindsided and is just trying to process all of this? I think part of love is grace. As it says in James 1, verses 19 and 20, "Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." My point is, we don't have to do anything extravagant to start showing more love and begin making an impact on the world. God has placed people right in our own backyards that we aren't serving and fully loving. Let's start there. And how well do you know your boss? When is the last time you asked him or her how they are doing? I think if we all work on thinking before we react and say or do something we might regret, so many problems could be avoided. Well, I know our time together is coming to an end, So since God's word sums up this message better than I ever could, why don't we pray these verses together? Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Before you go, love, I wanted to remind you that I am a certified health and life coach and would love the opportunity to work with you one-on-one if there's something that you're struggling with. Sometimes, if we are able to dig a little deeper into your personal situation, we can get to the root of the problem together. If you'd like more information, please send me an email at healthcoach.shereehaines@gmail.com. Bye for now, and I hope you have a blessed week in the Lord.